Like to call the August 15th meeting to order. Pledge allegiance to the flag, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call of officers.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Donner?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Shuey?
Yep.
And Mr. Ober?
Present. Do we have any public participation?
Yeah, adopted agenda, 2.1.
I think it's down there at the bottom.
Yes, I'll beat me up.
It's all good.
Yep. I need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
All those.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Donner?
Yes.
Mr. Shuey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, now do we have any public participation?
I do not have any.
All righty. We'll start with board report. Mr. Donner, would you please lead us off?
Just want to start off by, you know, welcoming all the teachers and every administration, everybody back into school. I know open house is going on. I was at the intermediate building in the elementary, and those seem to be moving fairly well. Got a little scared with the elementary line, so my wife and I divided and conquered just because I knew I had other places I had to be tonight. And again, both of them were done, both buildings by 5:40. So, you know, great job by everybody and keeping everybody moving and you know, direction, you know, directing people where they needed to go and stuff like that. Secondly, just want to welcome back all fall sports. I know a lot of them have already started, you know, scrimmages, practicing, all that fun stuff. Also the band. I know you guys got a first performance this Friday, so I know you guys are getting excited about that also. But, you know, just good luck to everybody, you know, and you know, just remember, you know, sportsmanship is key, both by parents and by the athletes on the field. One other quick thing before I get into my student liaison report. We actually had one of our graduates, I forget which year she actually graduated. I know she was a couple years older than me. Marquita Shuttle, she was actually the 2022 Columbus Monthly Top Doctor in Columbus.
So formerly Marquita May?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So yeah. I just wanted to, you know, bring that up and, you know, again, anything our past students and athletes are doing, you know, I just want to make sure we recognize them at the same time if something big comes up. For my liaison report, if that's okay, Mr. President?
Yes.
Our seventh graders are going to be participating in what's called, give me 1 second here, in a course that it'll help with the High School Leaders in Me initiative. Students will take a semester-long successful habits class taught by Mr. Blatt. The course will cover and be based on the seven habits of the successful teams. And this is in conjunction with the stuff that they will be doing at the high school this year. The high school started its Leader in Me initiative last year based off the seven habits of effective people and plans to continue the initiative this year. The successful habits course will be introduced the seventh grade students to the seven habits and give our students the foundation for their high school years. So, and that was a new initiative that the middle school was going to be bringing forward, and that was given to me by Ms. Morbuser. So that is my report.
Hey, thank you. Mrs. Isaac?
So, welcome back to the school year, teachers and students. I'm going to somewhat follow along with what Mr. Dahmer said in the sense of, as a parent, I was a spectator at a few scrimmages here lately, and I even printed out the code of conduct. And I'm going to read off. A ticket is a privilege to observe the contest, not a license to verbally assault others. So I'm not placing any fault. However, I really feel like us as a board, teachers, if we see parents verbally assaulting the coaches, telling them how to coach, screaming at their own child because they didn't do the play like they thought they should do the play, we probably need to maybe get a little bit more handle on it. It's embarrassing, frankly, in my opinion. So I think we could do better in that sense. One note, Jimmy Whitten, who we agreed to be the head basketball coach for the girls team, I think he's done the most I've ever seen with the basketball program since at least my child has been playing basketball. I've seen them in the gym all summer, so I'm really anxious and excited for our girls basketball team and guys team. So that is what I have to report, and I will say for the high school orientation tonight, the need help signs that the students were holding, I don't think I remembered that last year, and that was a really nice addition. I liked that a lot.
We'll pass it along. Thank you. And not to speak out of turn, but just briefly with Jimmy, I agree. Very proud of that. Our new boys coach, Brendan Matthews, and is doing similar things. But the thing I think I'm really excited about, and Matt, I think, did a great job with making this partnership, is convincing those two, if we're ever going to build a basketball program around here, we're going to have to work together at the youth level, not at just being like kind of a girls' initiative and a boys' initiative. So I like the partnership that I see between those two at this point.
Matt, you're doing a great job, so I don't think my comment is anything towards you.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, maybe I should have said something to them. We could all do better, but it's definitely an issue that we, as a whole, we need to, I think, work on a little bit. So.
I think there's universal agreement. Absolutely.
Is that it? Okay, Mr. Schutte.
I want to thank everybody that stepped up in new positions. Mm-hmm. I know it's all been real hectic and everything, but it seems like everybody's jumped in and doing a great job. I know there's going to be trials and a lot of things you haven't heard and haven't seen, and it's all new to everybody. But there's a bunch of people here that have the knowledge, so don't be afraid to ask. And good luck.
Okay. Thank you. You're up.
All right. I will echo the comments made by my fellow board members, but I won't repeat all of you. Obviously, welcome back, everyone. And as far as our legislative side of things, not a lot of new things happening as it's been summer, but it will soon start and the flurry of new activity will begin. But one thing I did want to throw out to the board members to consider, and if there's interest, I'd be willing to put something together that we could look at our next board meeting. The federal government had for the last 2 years allowed all students to receive free meals at school, and that as a teacher, I personally can attest to the difference that you see with when kids are hungry versus not hungry and how willing and able they are to learn. And that's something that hasn't been continued at the federal level at this point for next year. There's, $84.50, but it's like stalled right now. So there hasn't been any movement, but there are some states that are taking it upon themselves to do that at the state level, and California just did that. And so I haven't heard anything about anybody even talking about that in Ohio, but I thought, well, we as a board could write a resolution or like send a letter to our legislators telling them that, you know, we as a board support that and would encourage them to look at that and try to do anything in their power to make sure that kids aren't hungry at school. So if I'm seeing nods of head, of course, obviously we would review it and vote on it at our next meeting, but I'm seeing enough nods of heads that I'll put something together for us. Other than that, there was one other thing I wanted to mention. The flexibility for substitute teachers has been extended. I know that was something that we took advantage of last year, and I didn't know, is that something that would require additional board action, or are we automatically kind of, does that just continue because we already
It just works through the ESC like it would with any other sub, but to my understanding, there's no, because it's been extended, there's no additional action from the board to adopt that policy. It's just permitted through state law. We had, is Chris in the room? She's not. I want to say it was 4 that we had last year. It might have been 5, but of those 4 or 5, we had a couple that were like, with us for a significant amount of time. Some recent grads, things like that. I personally really like it. I don't know that it is a game changer, but every bit helps, as you know. Like, I mean, just the difference one or two subs can make on a given Friday especially really helps out. So from my perspective, we're all for it. Our priority really, especially in a short-term subbing situation, is just someone who can manage a classroom. As Amber, of course, you well know, but board members, you know, when substitute teaching occurs these days, it's largely, you know, our teachers have already had the lesson prepared within Google Classroom, those kind of things. So really that person is more, I should say less of a facilitator and more of just a, you know, a classroom manager in those settings. So, yeah, I don't want to do anything to stand in the way of getting a sub in there. The more the merrier, and we welcome that. Yeah, but nothing that the board needs to do to make that happen. We're on that.
All right, thank you. That concludes my report.
All righty. Done?
Yes, sir.
All right, my report. I really look forward to a perfect season this year with all of our athletes in all of our sports giving 150%, with along of all of our coaches 150% pushing it, with all of our parents standing behind our children, our athletes, and our coaches. I know it's going to happen. This is going to be a perfect year. What Mrs. Isaac said, you know, this is where we live at. Some people that teach here, you don't live in this community. And what goes on in them stadiums and them seats and them bleachers reflects on us personally. Every board member here, it reflects on. Every resident in our community, it reflects on. And we have to control that. There's nothing worse than you're watching your young men and women do their best and some idiot standing behind you giving out the play that, my God, if we would have called that particular play, we would have scored. And there's no doubt in my mind that we would have done that every play. So that's something that can be fixed. You know, if we have to have administrators or board members or a coon squad that takes care of walking up and down, if we have to put a couple seats out there on the sideline for our special bleacher coaches so they can observe it a little bit better, maybe we should put them out in the front. Anything. Because it is a perception of us Southenders and Southsiders that we don't deserve, you know, and we shouldn't let a few make our ratings for us. So I agree with Mrs. Isaac 100%. Something has to be done. It just has to be done. So the other thing that I have to report, and this kind of goes in a roundabout way to get back to the school district, is American Legion Post 144. They're having a lunch. It's a free lunch for the whole community. It's something that we do once a year, and they need volunteers. We'll be setting up a couple hundred tables along with all the chairs. And most of those guys, you know, they're not fit like I am. You know, some of them are really old. And so we need young people to help. And I heard that. The band come through when we were putting the flags out on the stones. The football team come through when we had some cleanup for some older vets that couldn't carry things out of their house. So I know we're going to have the volunteers, and everybody is invited to that luncheon. And to see, and it's absolutely 100% free. And we'll go pick up some widows and some older vets that can't make it there on their own. And, you know, it's our appreciation towards the community for letting us be part of it. So if anybody has any questions on that, it starts Sunday. We would need people there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it starts serving at 11:30 and till the food's gone. So yeah, it's really a nice thing to see. So that's an open invitation.
Where's it at?
It's post 144 on South High Street.
Okay.
Right across the street from the bowling lanes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just follow the homeless people.
Yeah.
They have a residence behind us.
Oh, behind Walmart. Oh, okay. Right.
That's my report. Okay, treasurer's report.
I saw one item. My secretary, constable clerk, coming back on retired June 30. Good wishes, you know, best wishes to her and on her retirement. And then my new person, Christina Rhodes, you guys hired at the last board meeting, has been working out fabulously. So
doing a great job.
Yeah, she's done a great job. So couldn't be happier. That's the last one for.
So are you throwing her a party, a going away party?
Yeah, yes.
Retirement?
Getting together.
And everybody's going to get an invitation.
Yeah, you guys get an invitation. We're actually probably bring back the other two people, like, or other two other people since I've been here, Gail and Dial. So yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So you'll notify us. Where it's at. All right. Thank you. So you really can't give a treasurer's report. Is what you're saying. Financial programs. Can you do any of those?
I can.
Alrighty.
6.1. We obviously have the minutes. In the last board meeting, we're approving, and then the financial statements, as you see here, the June budget sum, the budget report, as you can see, our fiscal year appropriated was about $48 million this year. Our fiscal year, my budget was $48 million. Now, a lot of that was the 507 ESSER grant. That was $9 million of it, but we're spreading that over really 3 years. So we used about $4 million, what's spread number 2.5? We used $4 million last year, so we're right on course with that.
Okay, so do we have a motion for 6.1?
Second.
All righty. Any comments, any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahman?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes.
No, this I promise. Set your watches. This is quick. This would be a good one.
Okay, 6.2.
I think we're on 7.
Yeah, 7.
Yep.
Yeah,
we're on. I wanted to make sure about the donations. All righty. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Ober. Just some very brief things. One, just a reminder to the board members, convocation is, of course, tomorrow. Doors open up at 7 with the program to begin at 8. Of course, there's no need to attend on your part if you're not able to. We recognize that you have, like, professional jobs and those things. But if you're so inclined, certainly show up. We'll introduce you. It's a good opportunity to mingle there with staff between 7 and 8, and a program begins in the auditorium at 8. Of course, that's at the high school, if I didn't mention that a second ago. But if you're there, we'll introduce you. If not, I'll certainly send you regrets. I mean, again, we recognize that you have things to do. Second thing is very similar to that, the Lockbourne Luncheon. I emailed you guys about this, I think it was last week. That comes up next Wednesday, the 24th. It's at 11:30. If any of you are able to attend or inclined to attend, let me know maybe after the meeting or just in the next couple of days because I need to RSVP them. But again, if you're not able to make it, everybody understands that you have things in your life. So just want to extend the invitation. Lastly, as I stated here before, as we were talking, just wanted to give thanks to everybody who's donated school supplies. I'm probably going to miss people. I just jotted a few notes here that I'm aware of we received from the Sheriff's Office. I know that the Hamilton Township trustees contributed with that. They reached out to Mr. Obert and myself and helped arrange that, so thank you to them. NBC4 gave us, I know we took the bingo truck after it, so many backpacks from them. We had a local church restoration drop off a bunch of supplies, and I understand Cisco is bringing a rather large donation tomorrow. So our community continues to be very generous with that. We graciously accept it, and we'll make sure that it makes it in the hands of kids that need it. And President Obert, that's all I have for this evening.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Item number 8. Need a motion to accept the educational programs.
So moved. Second.
Any questions? Ready for roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Bomber?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Okay, item number 9, educational programs. Need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Does anybody have any questions?
I know Ms. Isaac and I were talking just earlier about 9.4 with the marching band trip.
Yeah.
Is that for the Macy's Day Parade?
It's kind of at the same time, obviously, but our kids don't march in it. This is a trip we've done, and thankfully you guys are here. We've done this 2 or 3 times previously, gone to New York.
This will be our fourth trip.
Fourth trip, yeah. It's a nice opportunity for kids. We obviously haven't been able to do it for a minute, but they've requested permission to go back, and at this time I'm inclined to recommend that to the board. And obviously, we'll pay attention to that as it gets closer. And yeah, these are guys that have to chaperone. But anyhow,
well, I think it'd be really cool if they could participate in the parade.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it would.
We leave before the parade. People come in to keep out of the crowd,
gotcha.
So we actually get home in the early morning hours of Thanksgiving Day. We drive through the night, so
gotcha.
We leave as they all pile in.
I see.
She was asking me, and I said I didn't know, and I knew you guys were there, so
sure.
I figured we'd at least ask them.
So. Any more questions?
Nope.
Okay. Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes. Okay, item number 10. Need a motion for approved personnel and administration. Do we have a motion?
Dave.
Okay.
And Mary.
Second.
Do we have any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Donner?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes. Item number 11. Need a motion to personal certificated personnel.
So moved.
Second.
Have any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Number 12. Need to approve personnel and classified. Need a motion?
So moved. Second.
Okay, any comments?
Just like to wish a happy retirement to Linda Beiser.
How long's Linda been with us?
Oh boy.
30.
Every 30. Bit, right? 30. Yeah.
How many?
30.
30?
Yeah.
Anybody doing anything special for her?
They already had their shindig.
Yeah. They already had their shindig.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Probably best we don't ask questions.
Yeah, best we don't ask. No more questions asked.
Yeah.
Jody is now the secretary. Is she going to remain the coach at the, I think, middle school level for basketball?
Matt, do we have that determined at this point? Do we have basketball recommendations?
I'm giving you make a decision about who you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't hear any of that conversation.
Are we
all okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, anybody that hears about a retirement party happening, hey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I may not drink anymore, but I sure do eat. Okay.
Need to vote on 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Shuden.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
And Mr. Herbert.
Yes. You know, when we're talking about our folks retiring, you know, over the last 12 years, we've had a lot of people retire. And good employees, and it's like, I mean, if I walked up to them on the street, I wouldn't even know who they were. And it'd be nice to be able to have one last time to say thank you and get the hell out of here or whatever. But okay, moving on. No table items. We do have an executive session under E. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All righty. So we're going to go into executive session.
627.
Nameplate.
On the chair.
Third row. Yeah, right. The chair right next to you. See that?
Oh.
Yeah.
He has a special nameplate.
We had that there because that gentleman for years was the only person who came. So it's like, and he sat in the same place every time. And
yeah,
he's a great guy. Anyhow, so first thing we need to do is take a motion to come out of executive session, and then I'll record the time, and then. Okay, you can take a motion to it. Well, he just filled me in, so I'm filling you in. So, I'm now doing Adam's gig, and I don't anyhow.
Didn't have to yell.
Well, he's enjoying. Well, said you didn't hear before. So. Yeah, but go ahead and
need
make
a motion to come out of executive session.
And roll call. I guess I'll do that. Mary.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Dave,
yes.
Amber,
yes.
Wally.
Maybe.
7:51.
Okay. We need a motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
Second. All right. Calling the roll. Mary, Jimmy.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Amber.
Yes.
Wally.
Yep.
Okay. We are adjourned at also 7:51.